This is Wade Breath. Here with the Chief Organizer's Report on the consequences and prevention of nuclear power accident disasters for $29.41 per person. If you live within 50 miles of a nuclear power plant, then count yourself part of the majority of the U.S. population, since that's the case for 65% of us. On the other hand, you may not want to hear all about this, but folks with the Union of Concerned Scientists and Princeton University wrote a piece in a recent issue of Scientific American that scared the stuffins out of me. These scientists were looking at the risks posed by the handling of spent fuel, and in the wake of the Fukushima nuclear accident in Japan following an earthquake in March 2011, are now making the case that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, did not go nearly as far as needed to assure citizen protection for a potential U.S. disaster. The NRC did a safety review and ordered some safety upgrades, but the scientists argued that they rejected a measure to end dense packing of 90 spent fuel pools, which we consider critical for avoiding a potential catastrophe much greater than Fukushima. I visited the Fukushima area several years after the disaster to try and learn the lessons from that disaster and compare them to what New Orleanians had learned from Hurricane Katrina in 2005. So I found all of this unsettling, especially since it is 6 years after Fukushima and some families are only able to return now and some will never be able to do so. Here's the deal. These spent rods are put in cooling ponds for a few years until they can be moved to dry storage casks safely. In the U.S., the NRC allows them to be kept in this way semi-indefinitely until the geologic repository becomes available. The operators therefore pack the rods into pools like sardines in order to keep their costs down, but of course that also increases the risk, about 50 times as much as the corresponding values for a fire in a low-density pool in the NRC's own technical analysis. Yet, the NRC didn't order a change, which ought to scare the fiery hell out of all of us. From there, it's all a dog pile of problems. The NRC didn't look at terrorism. Hey, what could happen? They didn't look past 50 miles to the other 35% of the U.S. population, which might be worried. They claimed that disaster areas would be repopulated within 1 year, which doesn't fit either the New Orleans or Fukushima experience. The NRC also assumed radiation dose standards for population relocation that were much less restrictive than those recommended by the EPA. The scientists estimate that if EPA standards were used, the average evacuated would increase about threefold. That's three times. Using the right figures, the NRC cost-benefit ratio would favor moving, which means making the industry pony up about $50 million per plant or $5 billion overall. They go on and on from here, and trust me, it only gets worse, and I think you get the message. It also helps to do the math here, since it's not like nuclear power companies don't pass the cost on to consumers. I stand second to no one in wanting to keep utility rates down, but when you divide $5 billion by 170 million people minimum that might be affected if the NRC's patty cake with industry doesn't play out in our favor, then the cost would be about $29 and change. Come on, let's get serious about this before it's too late. Where can I send my check today? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.